Hi friends, it's Peach, and today is my cake day. I wanted to do something a little bit different to celebrate, so I thought what better way than to teach you how to make a cake. And I've been really craving just like gooey, indulgent chocolate cake, so I'm gonna be sharing my favorite recipe with you all today. And if you actually want, I'll leave the ingredients and everything in the comments, but I thought you might just like me to walk you through it. Perfect. So first, preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Yeah, you want to make sure your oven is nice and warm and ready to take your cake inside of it once you're done. Yeah, it might get a little hot, sweaty in the kitchen, but that's okay. Just keep going. The sweat just means you're earning your cake later. Yeah. So next, I want you to take 3 9-inch cake rounds and a stick of butter and a little bit of flour. Yeah. Take your stick of butter. Make sure you're really gripping it. You don't want it to slip out of your hand. And just grease those pans up with it. Yeah, don't be afraid to go really heavy with it. I'm just using my hands, if you can hear. You want those pans to be nice and oily and slick so that things don't get too messy later. Yeah, just lubricate those pans nice and good. That's it. Perfect. Why is butter so good? Okay. So then, just carefully dust a little bit of flour over the pans, and you're all good. You always want to make sure you're using protection when you bake, and the flour is our protection right now. Perfect. So you're just going to gather your dry ingredients now, mix them together in a bowl until everything's had a chance to mingle. Oh, don't worry, we're going to be getting really wet later. For now, we're just mixing our flour and our sugar, our cocoa, baking soda, and salt. Nice and easy. Perfect. You're doing such a good job. Now, we just add our eggs. You want to crack those over the side of your bowl. Oh, are they dripping over the edge a little bit? That's okay. Just wipe it up and keep going. Yeah, this part can get a little messy, but it's all a part of baking. Yeah. Is it getting a little hot in there? It's probably just the oven. Keep going. So now, we just add our wet ingredients, my favorite part. You're gonna need some warm water, some oil, some vanilla, and my absolute favorite ingredient is buttermilk. This stuff just makes your cake so unbelievably moist and decadent. Yeah, just go ahead and pour all that creamy white buttermilk in. Let the excess drip out right into your bowl. There you go, every drop. You don't want to miss any. Nice and slow. Beautiful. So now, all that's left is to beat it off. I mean up. Yep, just mix all those lovely ingredients together. Right in your bowl. Some people use stand mixers, but I prefer to do it by hand. Just get in there and beat that batter. It's getting so creamy. And the harder you go, the creamier it'll get. Yeah, keep going. Can you smell that? Ugh, I can't wait to lick it off the spoon. Keep beating. Keep mixing. Fuck, that looks so good. Just a little bit more. Perfect. It looks so good. That was hard work, wasn't it? Yeah, I told you the oven would get really hot. So now we just divide our batter into our pans. Yep, just pour that gooey batter right in there. Don't be afraid to get a little messy. You can clean it off later. Perfect. I'm sure your cakes look amazing. And now, just stick them deep inside your oven. Don't forget your oven mitt. Like I said, protection is important. Perfect. And now, just let those suckers bake for about 30 minutes. You can stick a toothpick or, you know, your finger, anything into them. And if it comes out clean, then that means they're ready. For frosting, I like something really rich and creamy, but you can use your favorite. And don't forget to put a little whipped cream on top when you're serving. Yeah, just adds a special touch. Well, I really hope you enjoyed baking with me today. Let me know in the comments. And I'll see you master bakers later. I've been waiting the whole audio to say that.